This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning Labor Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those utility workers, the tree trimmers, the power line companies, the telephone companies, the satellite companies, everybody that's staged around to see what Hurricane Dorian is going to do. And they will follow the storm as the storm moves up the coast. This is what they will do. They have people staged all the way right now, believe me when I tell you, from North Carolina all the way to South Florida. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers and guys and gals, get your loads delivered down here if you're in the I-95 corridor, and get the heck out of Dodge. To the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers that are closed today, so there'll be no mail Labor Day, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All kinds of information over there, including weather on the hurricane and all the latest on where it's going and what it's doing, and plenty of links there for other things, too. Right now, it's 8 past the hour. Let's go to Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning, everybody, to all you regulars, to everybody. By the way, I won't apologize. I put a long message on my phone because I don't always get to this, so I'm advertising for you to get to the Captain. Listen to him. He knows what he's talking about. Now, I want to say this. I just have a positive attitude because I have to have, and I believe in God. And I have never been given, in 5 years on this show, I've never been given the prayer warriors that God gave me recently, because he knew. They come around when you need them. That's all I'm going to say. He brought me the best, and they're on it now. Some of them are. Now, I'm going to say something to Dorian. When you get up around Florida, just go right. Just like we tell the left people they need to go right. Go as right as you want.
That's right.
We give you permission to go
right. Make the right turn, stay out to sea, and don't bother anybody.
You can go right 100 miles, and we won't care. Well, I don't know. That's up to God. But you better go right, just like you left people need to go right.
I just wish you would get away from the Bahamas, because the devastation is going to be there in about
I told the captain I can't even watch that. My heart goes out to that.
They got 8 more hours of that stuff.
I don't think they can hear me, but my heart.
Well, we don't know.
No, there are some things I can't watch. Friends have to tell me. The captain has to tell me. It's too emotional for me. I have to stay geared into God, because that's who's going to bring us through. Now, I want to read something I've not read before ever on here. I've never even read it before, and it's perfect for now. Psalm 107. Let me read these words. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters. Hear these words, people. These see the works of God and his wonders in the deep. You gotta hear this. For he commands and raises the stormy winds, which lifts up the waves. They mount up to heaven. They go down again to their depths. But they reel to and fro. They're at their wit's end. Do you ever feel like you're at wit's end with this? I feel like we're going back to Nineveh 40 days and 40 nights. But here's what happens, like in Nineveh. Wow. And this is just in the Psalms. He makes the storm Oh, they cry unto the Lord then in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. God told me put this on the air tonight, so there's a reason. He makes the storm to calm, so the waves are still. Then they are glad because they're quiet. And oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works. And it says, let's exalt him. By the way, for some reason I was singing that before the show. We exalt him, we exalt him. Let's praise God because he turns the rivers into a wilderness and the water springs, listen to this, into dry land. I can tell you I have read the Psalms many times. I've read that Bible over and over, and I don't recall ever reading this. The Lord just finds those verses when we need them. This is a word from God, so let's take it seriously. And I know many are getting weary. I want to thank, by the way, the thousands. Yeah, I'm not lying to you people. The thousands of people that I have praying with me on this. I could never handle this by myself. And by the way, when we win, and we will, you know, God gets the glory. Because God is the one, you just read it, God is the one that's going to do it. He'll bring him out of our distresses. He's not going to be a different God than he was. And don't forget Nineveh. What if? So don't stop praying. Just like the captain said, we don't give up now because we don't know just what's going to happen. I don't know, but I'll tell you, the captain show, by the way, sorry for the long announcement on my recorder because I have other phones I have to get to. I'm going crazy here, but I'm advertising. I want everyone to listen to the Captain Show because he is the one that's going to – he was a first – he knows what he's talking about. So he's going to do his thing, and I'm going to keep you guys lifted as far as I can because – and this is not made up. The captain knows. I was a little bit tired there for a while. No. This is not made up. I feel inside of myself praise for God. I feel we're going to glorify him. And you know what? Whatever he ends up doing, that's his business. Okay, I never thought I'd have to do these words again. Let's end with in the eye of the storm. He mentioned the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm, it's from a song, God, you remain in control in the middle of the war. This is a war. You guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. I hope all hear this that are going through it. My only hope is my trust in you, and I trust in you, Lord, in the eye of this storm. I'll be with you every night, and the captain's going to be on this, so stick with us. I've got a lot of words of hope to give you. God bless you all. We're going to get through this. God bless you, Captain.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. By the way, when I come back, I'm going to tell you about price gouging and what you can do about it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country, is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team up there in Seattle, Washington, the home of Relief Factor. Now, they listen to us on AM 920 and AM 1400 KITZ, Mega Talk Radio in Seattle, in Tacoma, and in Bremerton. Hello, Navy, at the Bremerton Navy base up there. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, and I certainly am one of those, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, and pain in general, then I got an idea for you. Now, about 3.5 years ago, I stumbled onto Relief Factor by hearing it just like you're hearing it right now via a radio commercial. It was my buddy Mike Gallagher who did the commercial. So I tried it because I was taking Mobic and Flexeril, had just gotten off it because it had some side effects after 10 years use, and I didn't like the side effects, being a little bit dizzy and woozy when I didn't need to be. And I decided just to get off it, and I was taking a leave 3 times a day, 2 pills each time, for a total of 6, which isn't all that smart either. So I took the 1995 3-week quick start offer. That's what it was then. That's what it is now. And away I went. Never looked back, and it worked. Period. Worked. So, for $19.95 plus shipping and handling, you get the 3-week quick start. You'll know by the end of the 3rd week whether or not it's going to work for you. It's just that simple. The website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Get over there, sign up for it, try the 3-week quick start, and if it works for you, voila, magic, I'm telling you. I've had more people tell me, thank you very much for telling me, relieffactor.com/captain, and take it from there. Alrighty, now, there's a lot of situations right now for price gouging to take place. Things like water, things like bread, things like eggs, things like milk, you know, staple items that people would be buying, maybe even sandwich meat, things like that, or cheese, believe it or not. And one of my listeners down in Fort Myers sent me a picture of a sign in a convenience store where they had water, cases of water, and it was Zephyr Hills water, and it had a big sign up, $36.12 for each case of water, limit two. Wow. $36.12 for a case of water that normally goes for, what, $7, $8, $9 at the most? Holy smokes. So, here's the deal. If you see or are a victim of price gouging, call this number in the state of Florida, 800-966-7226, 800-966-7226 for any price gouging going on that includes gasoline, I might add, in the state of Florida. Now, the other day, for no reason other than, well, they're going to be shutting down the refineries. Well, this is going into the Gulf, so it's going to affect the oil wells out there. That was the excuse that we heard. The price at the pump, $2.17 a gallon, went to $2.39, just like that. And yes, I snapped my finger. Now, it's still sitting at $2.39, and to the best of my knowledge, the price of oil and the price of gasoline has not gone up that much. I know because I've been watching it. As a matter of fact, I'll probably do a check on that here in just a minute. But my point is, don't get caught in the mess. Now, here we go. All right, this is today. This is right now. Now, listen to this, because this is where the rubber meets the road. West Texas crude, $55.10 a barrel, down $1.01 from the last trading date. Brent crude oil, $60.43 a barrel, down 65 cents. Are you ready for this one? Gasoline wholesale without the tax added to it, $1.61 a gallon. That's the wholesale price of gasoline right now, bulk shipments. Railroad car fulls, tanker fulls, oil tankers, pipelines, whatever, $1.61 a gallon gasoline without the tax. Anybody get the drift here where I'm going with this? Now, again, the price of oil was supposed to have been around $63 a barrel as of Thursday or Friday of last week. It's down to $60.43. Why? Because they can't eat it. They got to sell it. There's a glut of oil. There's a glut of gasoline. Now, it may not have seemed that way with all the gasoline stations that were literally pounded on for gas. And by the way, I saw a guy, no exaggeration, with 5-gallon pails, open pails, 5-gallon pails, filling them about two-thirds full in the back of a pickup truck, and he had 10 of them. In the back of a pickup truck, 5-gallon open pails of gasoline. He filled 10 of them up. I just stood there and shook my head. What a moron. What a moron. Can you believe, if you're going to use something for gasoline, the last thing in the world you want is an open pail? Any little bump in the road, where's that gas going to go? Suppose somebody throws a cigarette out the window. Suppose somebody throws a cigarette accidentally and lands in the back of your truck. I mean, good God. But what do I know? I was just a firefighter for 25 years, and I saw way too much of stuff that was just asinine that never should have happened. But it is what it is. The country that we live in, the people that are out there, and the blatant stupidity that's just complacent, and people just don't think anything about it. Now,
Let's take a look real quick before we have to take this next break. Today, it'll be another normal day, pretty much in Florida. Rainfall, no big deal. We'll have some gusts start to pick up. Wind gusts here on my side of the coast, west side, will be as high as 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, we'll have about the same in terms of wind, the same in terms of weather. However, there will be some higher gusts that will start later tomorrow afternoon, gusts as high as 26 miles an hour. Precipitation, the probability of rain will go up higher. Tomorrow night, we'll have tropical storm conditions in the area in which I'm in. That means winds could be gusting anywhere from 40 miles an hour plus. Chances of rain are around 50%, especially after 8 p.m. Then Wednesday, we'll have rain in the morning. It'll start to clear up. We'll have some gusts of wind, probably around 28, 30 miles an hour. And by Wednesday night, it'll be like as if the storm wasn't around, unless it drifts further to the west. And that's the problem, the deviation. There's too many ifs, sort of, kind of, buts in this to take verbatim the forecast that's out there, because the cone of uncertainty is bigger than what they're talking about, a lot of them are talking about. And again, if you look at I-95, guys and girls, anybody that's along I-95 tonight, if you're coming south to make a delivery, especially in a big rig, get down, make your delivery. First of all, make sure the place is open to receive the product. But get down, make your delivery, turn around, and come west out of Miami, West Palm, whatever. Come west out of there. Get over to I-75 as soon as you can, and then that's the way to go north. Even though the cone of uncertainty brings it over west of Orlando, halfway between Orlando and Tampa, pretty much around Polk County, would be our borderline. U.S. 27, I think, would be what we'd be looking at right now. And possibly even Route 17, using that as a north-south-east-west point for where this cone would be. Unless it moves closer to the west, which it might. There are some conditions that could cause it to come this way. But then again, too many uncertainties. Just be aware of what's there. And anybody east of I-95 tonight, your manufactured homes, you've been evacuated. Anybody in the low-lying areas, you've been told to evacuate. It's just the way it is, including the Barrier Islands. So we'll be back. Take a look at our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and then our truckers report coming up at quarter till on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, across the U.S. of A.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Now a Category 5 storm, Hurricane Dorian, is slowly moving across the northern Bahamas. Joy Diberlew is director of the Ministry of Tourism for the Bahamas.
We know that Hurricane Dorian is a very slow-moving hurricane. I don't think anyone expected a hurricane of this intensity, 185-mile winds, but when you add the gusts to that, over 220 miles, this is extreme.
The storm is expected to curve northward as it closes in on the Florida coastline. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster declared,
after extensive consultation with local county emergency management officials, I'm issuing a mandatory evacuation starting at noon on Monday, September 2nd.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our first Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, find them on the web at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've told you about the National Aviation Academy for about 3 years now, and I ran into another success story yesterday in my travels when I went to the grocery store to get some things that I needed just in case of the storm coming closer to us. And I ran into a young man who was dressed with a National Aviation shirt on, one of the polo shirts that they wear when they go to school. And I said to him, I says, oh, are you a student over there? He says, yes, I am. I've got just a few more weeks to go and I'll graduate. I said, oh, well, good. What do you think about the school? And I was playing dumb because he didn't know who I was. And he says, oh, it's great. He says, I'm from Sarasota, and I used to hear them advertise on the radio all the time. And, I finally decided about 13 and a half months ago, 14 months ago, to do something about it. I'm really glad I did. I said, really? You heard it on the radio? And he says, yeah. I said, was it on the Captain's America Third Watch or AM 930 or AM 860, which are our local affiliates? And he says, as a matter of fact, it was. It was on 930. I said, good. I said, I'm the guy that did the commercial. He goes, you are? I said, yeah. I said, I'm the captain. And he goes, wow. And he shook my hand and all that stuff. He was really excited. But what the point was about this is I stopped him from taking, coming right out of high school, a VOTEC job. I've told you about this. You get 80% of whatever the going rate is. That if you go into like a union job, scale job as a plumber, electrician, a welder, a heavy equipment operator, whatever, you start out at 80%. He was going to get $10 an hour to start out as an apprentice, as an electrician. That's what he was going to get where he was at. That's the job he'd agreed to do until he heard that commercial. Now he's on the cusp, and he's already got the job. Wait till you hear this. Now he's on the cusp of a job that'll pay him $60,000 a year to start with an American airline. I won't mention the name. I'll just say with an American airline, because different airlines pay different amounts of money. And that's what he was able to do. There was no way on God's green earth that he could have made that kind of money doing what he was going to do a year and a half later, roughly. No way. Now he's going to start out with that, and he's happy as a lark. So, guys and gals, I got a great idea for you. I want you to go check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area, because in 14 short months, you will be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. So check them out online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, well, we don't know how soon or how often, but the president's goal now is that he plans to withdraw a few thousand U.S. forces out of Afghanistan over now in the next 12 months. But he says he's going to keep a minimum of 8,600 there for the foreseeable future, pending the outcome of the U.S. peace talks with the Taliban, which appear to be concluding. However, what is it we're agreeing to with the Taliban? Nobody seems to know. And are we, in fact, agreeing with anybody with the Taliban? How are we going to police this? How's this going to be done? You let me know, we'll all know, right? But here's the deal. I wouldn't trust the Taliban as far as you could throw them. Same with Al-Qaeda, same with ISIS. So we got to be very, 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 very careful. Very careful. And I'm sure we are going to be, because the generals aren't going to just stand up and go, yep, let's do this, let's do that. I don't think that's going to happen. Now, Spacecom. You all heard about that, the new Space Command? It's a go. The newest combatant command was signed into existence. The Pentagon has a new combatant command known as Spacecom. Now, the ultimate goal is to have the space station or a space station up there circulating around with military personnel on board monitoring what's going on around the world. And that'll be interesting. Capabilities they'll have up there? Who knows? Certainly open to speculation. So we'll see what happens. And Japan is operating full speed ahead when it comes to their military and defense spending. The eighth straight annual increase, the last 8 years in a row, in defense spending is going on to help pay for the U.S.-made interceptor missiles, stealth fighters, and other equipment that it's buying to counter threats from North Korea and China. at a time when Japan is suddenly turning into the ally that we all knew it could be. And by the way, in case you haven't heard, along with that comes Japan as being the largest holder of American debt again, which didn't hurt us before, but it's better, I guess, than China, right? Now, the U.S. should be measured in its reaction to North Korea's latest round of missile tests in order to keep our diplomatic channels open, so says Secretary of Defense Mark Esper. We'll see how that takes place. Now, months after Washington and Warsaw agreed to boost the number of American troops in Poland, and Vice President Pence was there over the weekend celebrating the 80th anniversary of the invasion of Poland by the Nazi Germans, questions still remain about where they will come from, how many will eventually arrive, and how long they will live in conditions that remind them of combat deployments. Because it won't be the best of conditions where they're going to be, but we adapt, improvise, and overcome. Now, the location for additional U.S. troops in Poland has already been agreed upon, so says the defense minister in Poland. He said that a day after the president canceled his trip to Warsaw and instead sent Vice President Pence. We'll see how all that goes along. By the way, did you hear about the satellite images appearing to show the smoldering remains of a rocket and an Iranian space center that was to conduct a U.S. criticized satellite launch? Makes you wonder if the thing didn't blow up on its pad. Probably did, but they're not talking. Oh, and that Iranian tanker? Not very far away from Lebanon. Turkey's foreign minister said over the weekend that the Iranian oil tanker is now in waters south of Turkey and at the center of the confrontation between Washington and Tehran, headed to Lebanon, not Turkey, as was previously reported. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, kudos again to the Japanese. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is planning to do everything he can to ease the tension in the Middle East. And he plans to talk with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, the session that starts this week in New York City. We'll see how that works out. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch, a live show that's heard all across the country on the weekends and during the week. We're on 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Monday through, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Saturdays on the weekend edition, wherever they play us all around the country. And then, of course, during the week, we're on from 2 to 6, 4 hours a week, or 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Now, tonight, we've got one eye on the news channels and one eye on the weather channel as we are watching and paying close attention to what's going on with the hurricane that's bearing down on somebody along with the Bahamas, but Dorian is probably going to be over in our neck of the woods somewhere along the eastern coastline. The question is, how far off the coast? Magic number, in my opinion, is 50 miles. If it's 50 miles off the coast, we're in great shape. Anything closer than that, we aren't. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Smokey and the Bandit, Jerry Reed, Fred in the front seat, chasing old Bandit, not to forget about Frog, and that big old sheriff coming up the back door chasing everybody. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out, Flying J and or Pilot. Now, all eyes in the trucking world right now are on the southeastern part of the United States, starting with the I-95 corridor. Now, let me just be very direct and point of fact to all the truckers coming down into Georgia, South Carolina, southeastern South Carolina, Georgia, and all of Florida along the I-95 corridor. If you are making a delivery, especially to Miami, call ahead, make sure they're taking your delivery, number one. And if they're not, then you need to stay up north and west of I-95. And I do mean north and west of I-95. I certainly wouldn't come down any further south than, maybe Valdosta. Valdosta will be right on the fringe, depending on what this storm does, on the western edge of the hurricane, if it just merely goes up the east coast and stays out about 35, 40 miles. The magic number here is 25, boys and girls. If it's anything less than 25 miles offshore, with hurricane-force winds out 50 miles, including those 155 to 185-mile-an-hour winds that you've been hearing about, then it's going to tear things up for at least another 5 to 10 miles west of the ocean, which certainly is going to put it onto I-95, which is why you want to avoid I-95. Now, get your delivery made, get out of Dodge. It's that simple. Don't hang around and wait for the return load. It ain't worth it. And by that, I mean, take a look at the cars that were blown upside down. And you know what wind does to trucks when you're empty. You know what it does, so I don't need to tell you. But today, you've got the rest of the day to pretty much take care of what you need to take care of in terms of getting the load delivered, and then just point that puppy north and go up I-75. Make sure, go up I-75. The traffic today, later on in the day, I'm sure is going to be a little bit hectic over on 995 as people start moving around and realize that this storm is coming their direction, especially from Miami to up there around Melbourne, and as the watches and continued all the way up to Jacksonville now, things are a little bit more unsettled. But what you need to do is make sure that, and by the way, if you're coming out of South Florida, the Florida Turnpike is free northbound. Sawgrass Parkway is all free. A lot of free areas there right now. So don't worry about it. And I will be letting you know during the rest of the course of this show for the next couple hours what's going on. We do have another advisory coming at 5 a.m., but I'm going to tell you right now, nobody really believes we're going to have a real good, accurate idea of where this thing is going until either 5 p.m. this afternoon or 11 p.m. tonight, Monday night. We really won't know where this thing is going, because it is wobbling a bit, has already done that. It's a little further south than what it was supposed to be, and it's moving very slowly right now, but it is moving to the west. So the more it comes to the west, the closer it gets to the shoreline. Again, hurricane force winds out 50 miles. Tropical force winds out 150 miles. Do the math. If that thing's 25 miles offshore, you know exactly where the storm's going to be in terms of the rain, the surge, the whole nine yards coming up the East Coast from down there by West Palm, perhaps even as far south as Miami, although that'll be a little bit further south, all the way up to Jacksonville. It's that simple. So now let's take a look at some stuff across the country, brought to you by Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. We got some fog in the Dallas area, so be advised of that. You got some high temperatures again out there west of Phoenix, going towards Yuma. Also Kingman, you got some high temperatures out there. Got red flag warnings across Montana tonight, as well as Wyoming, as well as eastern Idaho. Got heavy, dense fog in the middle of of Missouri tonight, and the central part of Illinois, I-70, I-55, I-57, I-59, all has some fog in there, especially around Effingham, it looks like, right now. So be advised about that. But that's about all of it for the moment. Let's drift on over to Denise Simon from PowdersCode.com. We're going to change the subject because we will be talking about the hurricane after the top of the hour. But what on earth took place in Texas yesterday? Somebody went nuts, didn't they?
Yeah, he got fired. He got fired from his trucking job.
Now, I'm not going to mention his name, fair warning, but 36 years old, got fired from a trucking job and then went berserk.
He did. He he's born and raised in Texas. I don't know. He had a prior record, but his charges were all rather, you know, minimal. He had one that was a resisting arrest, but that kind of tells me that he may have had some anger issues, especially if earlier in the day, you know, he got fired from his trucking job.
Now, it was reported, and I have not been able to confirm this, so I'm going to ask you, it was reported that about 30 days earlier to this incident, he threatened a female neighbor with a rifle over putting trash out there in his trash can.
That's unconfirmed.
Okay, but you did hear the report.
I did.
Okay, so I don't know. I'm just asking you. But if that indeed happened, and if she did indeed report him to the police, here we go again. Why didn't somebody do something?
Well, what's the do something?
Well, we have what's called red flag warnings, and we have three states that are, or three counties in this state that are number 1, 2, and 3, and they would have done something, I guarantee you, because they are...
Matt, you can't, even if you've got red state, you can't get through a court system that fast.
Well, in Polk County, in Pinellas County, in Broward County, they do it faster than anybody else because that's the highest number of red flag law gun confiscations in the state of Florida.
So you're gonna go confiscate, you know, without due process.
Oh no, you'd have to have due process, but that takes a judge. That takes a judge.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
Yep. And for some reason, Grady Judd, I don't know why it is, Grady Judd seems to be able to do it almost. So you go to the judge and say, listen, we need to have a warrant to do whatever, and they go and they do it. I mean, it's just that fast.
Well, but there's due process here, so,
yep.
You know...
Oh, yeah, because they get the challenge to get it back, yep. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, everybody's wondering, because this is part of what they're talking about. A lot of people are upset about this, and by the way, Beto, yesterday, in his infinite wisdom, decided to chime in and say, well, this is why all the AK-47s and AK-15s should be outlawed. The government should buy them all back from the individuals.
Whatever.
Isn't that something? But anyway, that's Beto. Okay, here comes the music. Now, when we come back, we will be talking about the storm, Dorian, what it's going to be up to, where it might go. That's what we're going to spend the first segment talking about, and some of the little things that you can do to be storm-wise, because, again, if you're in the I-95 corridor from South Carolina down to Miami, you need to think about getting west and or north and getting out of harm's way. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.